Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, victories in your battles in life and career journey. I have good news to share today. You are victorious. How do we see this come to pass in our lives and careers? First, we must recognize that we battle daily in our minds, thinking, and attitudes. Once we understand the nature of the battle and take action, we will win. We fight from victory, not for victory, is the mindset King David exemplifies while still just a young shepherd boy. This morning, he obeys his father and delivers food to soldiers fighting a war. His brothers are part of the army, and his father is eager to learn how things are going. Little does David know that this morning, he will face the giant Goliath, who continually taunts the army and has everyone in complete fear of him because he is over 9 feet tall, massive in stature, and trained from his youth to be a warrior. Who can stand against an enemy like this? David arrives on the scene as Goliath challenges anyone from the army of soldiers to fight him. The winner takes all. While everyone is afraid, David, a youth, volunteers to fight the champion, Goliath. Everyone, including the current king, sees this as an impossible assignment, but agrees to let David take the initiative. With just his shepherd's staff, a slingshot, and 5 smooth stones he picks up from a nearby stream on the way, David takes action to fight a seemingly unbeatable foe. What can we learn about leadership from the life of David, a shepherd who becomes a warrior on this eventful day? 1. David saw the nature of the battle. The soldiers saw a giant, while David imagined a slain taunter of men. Victory is essential in a leader. 2. David has the conviction. This day, we will prevail over Goliath and be victorious. 3. David is courageous and recalls the faithfulness of his God when he faced a lion, a bear, as a shepherd protecting his flock. David says, "The Lord who rescued me from the lion's paw and the bear's paw, he will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine, Goliath." 1 Samuel chapter 17, 37. David is confident, and his faith empowers him to take action. He depends on the God he knows from the shepherd fields to give him victory. David's faith has some experience behind it. We all face bears and lions, battles on our life and career journey, my friends. The problems can be life-changing as our Goliaths, our challenges that need dealing with almost daily. David's humility equips him for victory, while Goliath's pride positions him for destruction. Before destruction, man's heart is haughty, but humility goes before honor, Proverbs 18:12. What is the outcome of the battle? David took up a stone from his bag. He put it in his sling and swung the sling. The stone flew from the sling and hit Goliath right between the eyes. The stone sank deep into his head, and the Goliath fell to the ground, face down. Samuel 17:49. What battle are you facing today in your life and career? Victory is yours. We are encouraged to keep asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. Your faith is the key to living victory to victory. David likely recalls his God-given victory over Goliath when he writes, "Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly." Psalm 5, verse 3. Whatever you are facing, my friends, be encouraged that victory is assured. Do not be afraid. Have faith like David. Take the shot in faith and wait expectantly for your success. David accumulated many victories as long as he focused on his God, who never fails. And so it is for us. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.